Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And Hedwig Jan, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, newbies, both of them for Ron Siegel Radio, Eve Mascafa, Eve's Restaurant and Wine Bar. Welcome.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Glad to have you with us. And Irvine Police Department Sergeant John Sabino, welcome.
morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us, both of you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull, broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Obviously, it is a beautiful day here in Southern California. What are we going to celebrate today? Well, this is pretty interesting. I look at the celebrations every morning to share them with you. National Nothing Day. I couldn't even get the buzzer to work this morning. I guess there's really nothing. National Religious Freedom Day. Well, this one's pretty interesting. If you watched the news early this morning about the veteran that found a scalpel that had been lodged in his gut for the last, I think, 10 or 15 years, National Without a Scalpel Day. I don't know about that one. And for those of you that have beaten anorexia like I have, I don't know, National Fig Newton Day. Pretty boring day of celebrations, isn't it? Maybe we can go tomorrow. It's National Hot Buttered Rum Day. So now Eve, this might be problematic for you because I know you're the foodie in the group here. I don't know. Holy cow. Let's check the markets. Maybe there's something more exciting. I don't know, Mark. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's fallen back a little bit today. It's 25,965. It did hit 26,000 for the first time. Oil down 59 cents a barrel, 63.71. Here in Taxifornia, we're not going to talk about what the price of a gallon of gas is. Probably amongst the highest in the country. We'll share that with you a different day. But, yeah, oil's up, moving up there a bit. So that's part of the market benefits that we're seeing. Look at the 10-year Treasury. Yeah, it's pretty much flat today, 2.548. Good news for our seniors. And the 30-year Fannie Mae 3.5% mortgage bond, that one's flat for the day as well. So nothing of any excitement there. I guess I should have a sound effect here for yawning. But that's all we can do with the bond market. And we shared with you when the stock market is going up like this, rarely do we see the bond market do too well, but we'll just keep on looking at it right there. It's just so we have a point of reference for everybody, especially if you're thinking about buying or selling a new house. Let's go on to what's happening with the markets. I mean, you look at it, and we look at the Empire State Manufacturing Survey for January, reading a 17.7, slight decrease from last month. Who cares? Mortgage bonds are trading in the middle of the trading range. Who cares about that one? Unless you're out there buying a new house. And I'm going to suggest to you, that might be a good time to buy a new house. We'll talk a little further about that. Let's also look at the overall news. In this day and age, news is a pretty simple place to find great things to talk about, especially when you've got a Twitter account and you've got a president that's there every single day. But the president out there blaming one senator, Dick Durbin, for the DACA fiasco. Why is it that we got this judge up in Northern California, and I love listening the other morning on one of the Sunday morning shows. We had Javier Becerra on there. And obviously, you know that I'm not a big fan of Javier Becerra, talking about how he's won every single court battle in California against the Trump administration. Somehow he neglected to say that he's lost everyone in the Supreme Court. But I guess that's just his perspective on there. We did have Eric Early. He's running for Becerra's job, so we'll see what he has to say about that later on. But the president saying that the DACA issue is dead and Dick Durbin is the reason that it's dead. Now, Dick Durbin, you know, he's a Democrat from Illinois. He probably wants all the votes. They don't ask for anybody to show ID in Illinois for anything. You can shoot somebody. It's okay. They get away with it there. If you want to vote, whether you're entitled to or not, you can do that. And obviously, the state is practically bankrupt. So let's listen to what Dick Durbin has to say about everything, right? It makes a whole lot of sense. Unbelievable. And there's a partial shutdown looming. Will anybody notice? Probably not. If the government, I love how they say this, the non-essential parts of the government will shut down. Well, if they're non-essential, can't we get rid of them? Doesn't that seem like it would make sense to most people I know? If you're in business, don't you get rid of all the non-essential parts of your business? I guess just in Washington, they don't worry about that. And how does DACA and the budget, they've got to go one in the hand in hand? That's just kind of an interesting issue right there. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, I shared with you up that it's moving crazy. It's going up like a wildfire. It's only been 7 days since we hit from one milestone to the next. 7 days, one milestone to the next milestone. Happening amazingly quick, yet the newspapers don't cover that. I wonder why that would be. Maybe it's because in the 1 year from the time President Trump was elected, from election day to 1 year hence, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 28%. Now let's compare that to the Obama administration. Yeah, that was up 6%. Do you think it has anything to do with the over 800 regulations that were canceled in the first year? Now, if you're a small business owner, you're probably noticing some of these regulations that are being rolled back. Although in Taxifornia, the state of confusion, it might be hard to tell. But we're in the nationwide. There's a lot of things that are going well. Yet the media will not tell anybody about that. They don't even have on the front page of most newspapers. Don't have any information about what the markets are doing. Now, I can understand that most people don't care about Wall Street. They don't care what's going on. But how about your 401k? Do you care about that one? And this is a direct reflection of your 401k. Be interesting to see tomorrow. We've got a new awards ceremony, and they won't be bashing President Trump at this one. It is the fake news awards. It's going to be on there tomorrow. That'll be an interesting one to watch. I'm going to watch it. Are you going to watch that one? Let me know. Put that right there in the comments, or you can text me. Let me know if you'll be watching that as well. The views of the President Trump, unbelievable how we look at this. When you see the stock market going up, nearly full employment, hundreds of thousands of people got bonuses at the end of last month. I mean, how many 100,000 people got it just from Walmart alone? I know Nancy Pelosi told us it was just crumbs, that $1,000 extra added to your paycheck. It's just crumbs to Nancy Pelosi. I don't know about her. Maybe we can get, but here's my thought. And you know, I don't share too much of my thought process here, but can we get Nancy Pelosi to give everybody $1,000 out of her pocket? Now she's made millions and millions of dollars while she's been in Congress. Yeah, and she makes under $200,000 a year working as a representative, yet she's become a multi-gazillionaire. I wonder how that works. Just scratch your head there. And she talks about everyone getting $1,000 as being crumbs. But a new poll shows 35% of voters give the president an F after his first year in office. 34% grade him with an A or B. Just depends on who you're polling. I've talked many times about this. If you want to poll the people that don't like the president, it doesn't matter what he does, they're not going to like it. You poll the people that love the president, it doesn't matter what he does, they're going to love him. It's the people in the middle that really matter. Just a thought process for you. So make sure you're looking at those polls, seeing exactly who they're polling. The Cannabis News Network, they only poll liberals. So why do you think that they come up with the results that they come up with? It's just a matter of looking at what they're doing. And speaking of what they're doing, only four teams are still alive in the NFL, and not one of them includes a single national anthem protester. Love that idea. Is it called karma that these guys have the – come on, stop. You can stop now, guys. I guess they can't stop. They're – well, we'll just turn their volume off if they can't stop. Applauding. I'm happy that they're not protesting also, but is it karma that the national anthem protesters are all out of – it's still ongoing. Oh, amazing. Unbelievable. Well, we'll keep on watching that. More than a century ago, a bronze statue was erected in Baltimore to honor Francis Scott Key and the Star-Spangled Banner. He wrote the poem after witnessing the British bombardment of Baltimore's Fort McHenry. Monday, one or more vandals sprayed the statue with red paint and scrawled the words racist anthem on the sidewalk. Unbelievable where we've got in this country with some of these different issues. Unbelievable. But we will keep on watching. We've got a very interesting you got to love this one. I saw this as a great meme yesterday, and I didn't have the heart to share it, but I probably should have. Nice picture of President Trump and Vladimir Putin. And Trump says to Putin, I bet we can get CNN to say asshole 100 times tomorrow. And Putin says, no, that can't happen. Trump says, I watch. And then the next picture shows Trump saying, you owe me the $5. Give it back to me. Wasn't there a show called Trading Places way back when, where it was Vladimir and his brother, it was like a dollar or something to do something like that? But you can get, I guess the president can get the Cannabis News Network to say anything he wants at any time he wants. Fascinating watching how they will do that. But they won't talk about your 401k. We will. That's Ron Siegel Radio. And we're going to chat. We've got a very, I guess it's a heavier show than normal. No, don't look at me if you're watching on Ron Siegel Radio TV. We're not talking about heavy in that issue. We're going to talk about human trafficking. Is it a problem in Southern California, in our country, in our world? We're going to chat about that today. Wondering if you can buy your first home. We'll talk about that. How to talk to a credit bureau and credit score changes in the mortgage market. Could it help you or hinder you in buying your next home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Hey, go over there, and if you will just text toolkit to 79564, our team is going to send you back the ultimate home finance toolkit. It's going to have in there some mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheet, and access to current market rates. Every rate is unique to you, so make sure that you get the toolkit. Text toolkit to 79564. Get yours today. Wondering if you can buy your first home? There are many people sitting on the sidelines trying to decide if they should purchase a home or sign a rental lease. Some might wonder if it makes sense to purchase a house before they're married and have a family. Others might think they are too young, and still others might think their current income would never enable them to qualify for a mortgage. I want to share what the typical first-time home buyer actually looks like based on the National Association of Realtors' most recent profile of home buyers and sellers. I shared the chart on social media today, but all first-time home buyers' household income nationwide, $75,000, age 32, married couples, $87,100, age 32, single females, you make $54,000, age 35, unmarried couples, $77,300, median age is 30, single males, $59,600. Where's that income equality at there? But the guys aren't smart enough. Only 7% of the first-time buyers are males. 18% are females. And I don't know what you become as an other unless you live in Washington. Then it's 2% of the first-time buyers there making $76,800. May not be much bit different than many people have already purchased their first homes. Let's chat about getting you on a plan. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit. Text toolkit to 79564. Get yours today. That is the real-time real estate segment. So I'm on social media all the time. Many of you see me there. And I saw on social media over the weekend, that our friend Eve Mascafa, Eve's Restaurant and Wine Bar, you had a little catastrophe, maybe a major catastrophe. I guess the definition of little is who it happens to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of families affected, but I love the commentary that you made, Eve, when you said on there that sometimes there's good things happen out of bad events.
Right.
And you had some time to come up with or put in place, I guess, something that you've been working on forever.
Right.
Talking about human trafficking. And I saw that information that you've got an event coming up, but let's talk a little bit because I know a lot of us don't really understand what does human trafficking mean. And we've got Sergeant John Sabino in with us. You're the guru of human trafficking in Orange County.
That's what they're saying. Okay. I'm the guru.
So can you tell us what's encompassed in human trafficking?
Well, human trafficking, there's kind of a misconception. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not smuggling. I think a lot of people confuse smuggling with human trafficking.
And that's what I thought.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, you'll hear about people crossing the border using coyotes, per se, coming over to this country. That's a crime on the border, not on a person. Human trafficking is sex purchasing with the added element of violating their, depriving their human rights and liberties with force, fear, or coercion. That is human trafficking. So the other one is a crime on the border. And this is actually a crime against a person.
Interesting. Okay. So does that mean that so if you're what I would call, and I'm just using layman's terms. So if I watch TV and saw a pimp,
okay,
is that human trafficking?
Not in and of itself. That's sex trafficking.
That's sex trafficking.
Right.
So that's still something a little bit different.
Correct.
So sex purchasing, depriving human rights. You have to add that element of.
Yes, their liberties.
They're liberate. So explain that further to me, because I'm a simple guy.
Okay. So basically, you have a worker, we'll call them a sex worker. A lot of times they're in this lifestyle, this life as we call it, through coercion, force, or fear. They feel that they have no way out of this lifestyle. A lot of times that these pimps, the traffickers, will isolate them from family, friends, and leaving them with the feeling that they have no other alternative but to listen and obey what the trafficker is asking them to do, and that's always been sex acts.
So is that the one, if somebody that's been smuggled, say, to this country, and they're told that if you don't go to work as a in the sex industry, you know, we're going to send you back, or we're going to call ICE on you, or something like that. Would that be part of what we're talking about here?
Potentially, yeah. There's the threat of being deported, or the threat of calling the police, the authorities. That is a form of threat, yes.
Okay, and you know, we're in this bedroom community. I tell people all the time that my car sputters when we hit the county line. So I like to stay here in Orange County. Now maybe I'll go out to the Coachella Valley or San Diego. Is this an issue that we're facing in Orange County?
Definitely. There's no question about it. It's not just Orange County. It's statewide. It's nationwide. It's a global issue.
Okay. So why is it that we don't hear more about this? I mean, you hear certain names, and I saw this when Eve posted this picture, and I know that, you know, I didn't even realize. I mean, and you heard this morning I talked about this, that I do a, you know, what we're celebrating every day, and until I saw Eve's post here, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as Human Trafficking Awareness Month, which is January.
Right.
Is it a covert thing? Is it not sexy enough, or is it one of these things that they say is victimless?
Yeah,
you don't hear about it.
That's one thing that I've heard, is that it's a victimless crime, that you have, you know, what I hear is that you have two consenting adults out there, the sex worker and the sex purchaser. They come up with an agreement, and an act is performed. Well, it wasn't until recently for me, actually, that I made that paradigm shift to understand that a lot of these women, most of them, if not all of them, are not there because they want to be. They have no options. They believe they have no options. Or a trafficker is actually holding something over their head that doesn't allow them to leave.
So if the individual that the I don't even know the right, the what we would call the victim in this case, are they also breaking the law in what they're doing?
Technically, yes. Yes, they're definitely breaking the law. But see, with us on the task force now, and this is the paradigm shift that we're trying to do in law enforcement, is approach these cases with a victim-centered approach. It's not about arresting a worker and throwing them in jail. That's law enforcement many years ago. I mean, actually, I'll tell you a quick story, if you don't mind. When I first started in law enforcement, I've been now in this business approximately 22 years, and I remember as a young cop working in Salinas Police Department, my FTO taking me down to this small area.
FTO is something I don't know.
Field training officer.
Okay. I'm a simple guy.
The one who teaching me how to become a
okay.
cop takes me down to this one section of the town and says, you know, it's called Chinatown. And it says, you know, there's nothing but hypes and whores in there. If you ever want to make an arrest, you know, the hypes are buying and selling drugs, and the whores are actually, selling sex. Well, that was my training into this world. So, and that's the perception that a lot of police officers still have. So there's
might be the perception that the community has.
Exactly.
Right, because we don't recognize. When I was chatting, and getting ready for the broadcast yesterday with Eve, I mean, I'm listening to this thing and saying, I'm a real conservative, right? I it's black and white. If it's against the law, it's against the law. It doesn't matter where it comes. It just is. You know, and you hear these things, you say, well, maybe these people aren't the victims, so to speak, aren't coming forward because there's too many people in society that say, well, you know, they're doing what they want to do.
That's 100% correct. You know, I think the perception is that they're there because they want to be there. They're different kind of people that we don't want to associate with. So they're kind of pushed away, shunned away, I think, in society. And with this victim-centered approach, we're giving them a voice. We're giving them opportunities and options. And it's not just law enforcement. It's an entire collaborative that we have that addresses that issue of the victim-centered approach.
Is the message getting to the victims?
I believe so. It's slow moving. But, we have a campaign that we started, and we're trying to get the message out to not only to the victims but to the communities that this is a serious issue. And we cannot turn a blind eye to this issue because it's been going on for years, and we have to do something about it to help these women and children to get out of this lifestyle.
Interesting. We're gonna talk more about exactly that. What can we do about it? That's the issue, and that's I think a lot of what Eve has in mind with the organization that he's creating, the event that's coming up. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We'll also chat about how to talk to a credit bureau. It sounds kind of simplistic when I mention some of our normal broadcasting, and I might even throw some of these. I'll keep our sponsors happy, but I might have to throw out what their message is and minimize their message, because we've got a pretty serious topic that we're trying to share information on today. But how to talk to a credit bureau, credit score changes in the mortgage market, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Hey, thanks for joining us, James, Jerry, Tom, Christina, Kevin, Robin, Jeff. Glad to see you with us, Libby, Robert, Aline, Lisa. Glad to have all of you with us. If you've got any questions, comments, put them in there or send me messages. We'll get there for you. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. As I suggested to you, well, guess what? Being that my show, I'm the host, every once in a while, I just take these liberties and I say, you know something, let's throw the schedule out and let's do what we're going to do. So I'm going to tell you this morning that the Your Credit Matters segment today is brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And if you want to report
tune in tomorrow. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. We're going to go back to our topic today. It's a very sensitive topic, and I'm going to share a little with you. I get to learn a tremendous amount. I tell folks all the time, I'm just a simple guy, and one of the issues that I'm blessed with is, you know, by doing a radio show every morning, I get to know very little and talk to people that know a lot more about a lot of subjects. And the subject that we're talking about this morning, human trafficking, we were talking during the break. And Eve, you're mentioning some issues here that every once in a while when we get going on a topic, we end up going and we make assumptions that people understand, and I didn't understand. Talk about a little bit about this foster care and how that ties in with this human trafficking.
Well, I think the misconception is that all the girls come from abroad, somewhere around the world, and they get brought in for that specific reason. But in fact, I think the number is close to 80% of the girls on the streets right now are girls that have come out of foster care. So,
wow.
So it's a problem that's very domestic. You know, they get trafficked within our state, between cities. But these are girls that have, you know, already endured incredible hardships at a very early age, without proper parenting. And then they're easy to pick up by the pimps to then traffic in the sex trade.
And that becomes a whole deeper issue. One that I'm kind of passionate about. I think you are as well.
Yeah.
In the whole issue of family.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these issues, I mean, you know, thank goodness for our police department. I'm a big, big proponent of police. But I think if we could get a lot of, and I'm going to be sexist here, a lot of fathers to do their job, right? It's not just about you know, that 5 seconds of pleasure. It's
right.
A lifetime commitment.
Yeah, men need to step up. They
right.
need to step up big time, you know. And I know that there's problems, relational problems. But at some point, you have to make a commitment to your child.
Right.
Throughout their lives. Otherwise, you know, this is what happens.
Right. And I don't think that a lot of, I don't know whether it's, is it, I wonder if, I don't know if it's, is it an issue that the guys don't care or they don't realize that this is what they're doing to another human being?
I mean, from what I see, I think it's just being self-absorbed in their own needs and the selfishness as opposed to looking out for others as I think we're supposed to.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that again, one of the comments that I made during the break with our guest this morning was that a lot of us have, in the nonprofit world, they call it donor fatigue.
Right.
I'm going to use the term foreign fatigue, right? I look at some of these issues and say, you know, something, I want to see a better world in Kenya, and I want to see a better world in Haiti, and I want to see a better world in everywhere. But I look at it and say, what about our own backyard?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been lucky enough to talk to some police officers, and human trafficking is an issue in Orange County. Right, Sergeant? I mean, you're heading a task force, not because there's nothing else for you to do.
100% correct.
Right? Yeah. So that's a little bit, I mean, is it because of our climate? Is it because of our parks? Is it because of there's so much to do? Why is Orange County fostering this type of an environment?
Yeah, Orange County is unique in the sense that we have a high demand here. And why do we have a high demand here? Orange County is very attractive. What do we have? We have the parks, you know, the Disneyland. We have hotels. We have the conventioneers that come out here and spend, you know, a week or so in this area. This is an affluent area as well, so there is money here. And the traffickers know this. And so what better place to bring a worker, a victim, to work and make money for them? Because these victims don't keep the money. It's the traffickers, the pimps, who are keeping the money. So they know there's money here, and there's a lot of demand here for that. So that's why they're coming to Orange County.
So then, based on what you're saying, would it be fair for me to assume that it's going to be – you know, probably in Newport Beach or Anaheim Hills, as opposed to maybe Buena Park or Stanton?
All those cities.
All of them. So it's not like it's just going to go into the affluent communities, but it's going to be there as well.
Yes, it is. It's a matter of what it looks like in those communities. It's not going to look the same in each community. There's different types of areas where it manifests itself. So there's street-based workers, there's internet-based workers, there's illicit massage parlors, there's residential brothels. I mean, it depends on where you live, what it's going to look like. But it's everywhere.
Holy cow! It's amazing that you don't think about these things. Now I'll throw a question. I mean, will I recognize it if I see it?
Yes. It's not rocket science. You know? So let's say, for example, you see here's a couple warning signs that people often ask is like, what do I look for? Well, if you see an adult with a huge age difference of the victim, that's a clue. It looks like control, where the victim was not going to make eye contact, where the pimp may control all their documents and speak for the victim, and where the victim's not allowed to speak. Those are all indicators, and it depends where you're at. If you're in a hotel and you see this, you need to notify somebody, and starting with the front desk clerk. They should be trained. They have some training. We've been working with the hotel industry to bring their decision makers and their personnel up to speed on this, on how to respond to some of these things that they may see out there.
Now, from what Eve was just saying, though, what ends up happening? So if you've got the victim here who, the crook, I don't know the right terminology, but I'll just call him the crook, right? They're
trafficker.
Okay. So they're, I'm assuming they want to keep their asset in a marketable manner.
Correct.
Right? I mean, because you got to break it down. To me, it's you look at this, you've got the victim really is nothing more than just an asset to the trafficker.
Correct.
What happens to that victim when the trafficker is taken off the street? Do they end up becoming a homeless person, or is there retraining for them? What are we doing for them? For the victim.
Yeah. So ideally, when we identify a potential victim, ideally we can bring her in. And when I say we, it's not just law enforcement. What comes with us is a huge collaborative of people and organizations that help us out. That includes social services. That includes Wayfinders, who are victim advocates. The district attorney's office, they have a vertical unit that prosecutes only these type of cases. And, of course, we have now 9 police agencies on our task force on the law enforcement side that come with this collaborative to help these victims with resources to get out of this. Once the trafficker is arrested, we package it up and hand it over to the district attorney's office. But then there comes the victim side of this.
Right.
We have to provide resources, and that's where this collaborative nature really works, where these other agencies come in and help out with that.
Right. Now, one of the things you've mentioned there, and it's a common issue, especially in California, but something that I think that needs to be addressed as well, is everything that you mentioned is public service, public assistance. Where's the private sector coming in at all this?
Well, we work with faith-based groups.
Okay, so they are getting involved. And, I mean, I know Definitely. That's what Eve's mission is, and we're going to talk about that.
Definitely. He is doing exactly what we'd like to see.
But are there people out there that are doing some of this, or is he the pioneer, so to speak?
No, as part of the task force, we really work closely with the Faith-Based Advisory Council. This is a group of church leaders that meet every other month, and we discuss what we can do to assist the victims. It's all arranged and centered towards the victims, and they provide either fundraisers or clothing, whatever they can get from the community, it goes to the faith-based churches and then therefore gets distributed into the task force.
Seems like it's something that we really need, because you've got to, just taking the victim off the street, taking their, I hate to use the term, I don't know a better term, but the meal ticket away from them, and then just saying, well, we saved you, but you don't have a job, you don't have food, you don't have shelter. That doesn't sound like much savings to me.
The victim advocates and this entire collaborative comes into play. Try to find them jobs, work with their records if they have a criminal record, see what we can do about that. Finding them housing, food, clothing, all that comes into play.
We're going to talk more about this, and we're going to get, now that we've kind of understand the issue a little bit, let's chat a little bit about maybe there's some solutions and how you can help. That's the whole idea, is how you can help and get involved and make a difference in somebody's life. I know that we all get busy. We all do have our own thing going on. But let's talk about how we can do that as a community. And we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We might also talk, maybe we won't, about credit score changes in the mortgage industry. We'll figure that out when we get back, though. We're going to chat more and learn more about this problem in America, human trafficking. And yes, the answer to the question I posed to start and on the headline, is it a problem in Southern California? It seems that it is. Reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only one with the fast pass loan approval. And again, I was going to share with you the credit score changes in the mortgage market might help home ownership. If you want the full information, the full story, check back with us tomorrow because we're going to get back into our subject today. And Robin, you're right. this is an eye-opening situation, an eye-opening whole world that many of us that, you know, if you are as square as I am, you probably don't even recognize. I mean, you know that it might be a problem out there, but hey, it's somebody else's problem. But no, it's really not. It's our community's problem. And one of the things that I found that I'm a big believer, get the government out of the way of 99% of the things we do, and we'll find a lot better solutions. And I'm thrilled that Eve, I saw this posting that you shared it on Facebook, that, you know, you're getting involved in this. And tell us a little bit, am I pronouncing it Karut?
Karut.
Karut. Okay. Yeah. So tell us about, what is Karut?
Well, it's a Hebrew word for freedom from oppression and slavery. We thought it'd be a perfect name for what we're trying to accomplish. First of all, I want to thank you so much for kind of extending the time that we had to explain everything that we need to talk about. And we could be on this thing for 6 hours, of course. But, you know, and let me tell you a quick story about how I came to,
sure,
to work through this in my own mind. My family and I went to our first mission trip to Ukraine, and we did some work with in an orphanage. And, you know, the statistic there goes to 7 out of 10 girls that come out of orphanages go straight into prostitution, typically get taken to other countries.
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 girls, yeah.
Wow.
And I remember the thing that broke my heart first was the literally had 10 girls giving me a hug at the same time when we were leaving our trip. And I looked down at these beautiful girls, and 7 of them were going to have their lives completely destroyed. And so then we went to Africa in Kenya. I was given the opportunity to do some really great work, started a little culinary school there for 4 years. We had some limited success. We worked in a girls' school there, and the statistics are about the same. And I think what got to me more as a businessman is, you know, they were educating and educating and educating, and there were some very bright girls, highly capable. But from what I understood, about 10% of the girls were able to go to higher education, which is great, because then they break through and they do the great jobs in nursing and all that. But then there's 90%. And, you know, without a job, education is great. But if you don't have a job, what do you do
with it? Right.
Yeah. When you have 50% unemployment rate in those countries and the males are the ones getting hired, the girls are left out. And so what do they turn to? The only thing they can do is survive. So when I came back to the United States, you know, I kept mulling over the problem. What can we do to make this work? And one of my friends at Eastside Christian Church, Erica, said to me, she goes, Eve, you know, you got a lot of great ideas. Can't you do something here? And I didn't even understand the problem that we had. I mean, I was shocked to find out how bad it is in this country.
Sure.
I started putting my, you know, brain to work of what am I going to do to make this? What can we do to make this work here? So I started, it's been a few years now, working on a concept, a business concept that would be able to partner with organizations. And there's plenty of them out there to do the rescuing and to employ the girls. Because without a job, you know, what do they do?
Right.
You know, we could raise money forever, and you're buying them things and you're, you know, housing them and so forth. But
it sounds like the government solution is right. Just throw more money at it, but it doesn't teach somebody how to fish.
Exactly. So for me, you know, getting them skills, and I look at what I do in the restaurant industry as a platform industry. You know, learning the business is not learning just to cook or learning to serve. That's a minimal part of it. There's a media marketing and bookkeeping and logistics and purchasing, management, people skills. There's so much to it,
sure,
in the platform industry. So I came about with a concept that is Karut, and it's basically a food truck concept that I think we could grow national. At least that's the dream. And starting off here with one truck, and that's what my goal is with Thursday's first event ever, is to start raising some funds and make this business a reality, to be able to employ girls, work with other organizations for housing, childcare, and transportation, which are all their problems. So you have to make it comprehensive to be able to make them able to move through without having all the problems. One of the stories I heard was, you know, in was talking to one of the girls, was that they went on an interview after they were taught and how to interview and how, you know, dress well. And the person who was going to hire them asked them a very simple question. So what have you been doing the last couple of years?
Wow.
She ran out in tears. She
sure.
She had no resume. Because, you know, what is she going to tell them?
Right. That's
what have I done for the last
right.
2 years? Oh, gee, I've been, you know, abused.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you coach somebody with to that kind of a response?
So the concept for me, I mean, you know, in a very short time, what I'd like to do is start off with 10 food trucks, a commissary kitchen, and what that affords is the girls to come through, start working for us in a very, comfortable environment where everybody knows the issue.
Heck, you don't even need comfort from what it sounds like from the sergeant's telling us. We just need safe.
Yeah, it'll be
right?
safe. Yeah. It'll be safe.
Right, I mean, comfort is we're in America. Most of us are spoiled.
Yeah,
right?
we're overcomfortable. We don't know what it really is like.
Right.
And then, you know, basically you're building them a resume while they're working, while they're getting paid, while we're making sure the housing and all their other issues are met as we're going through. But they have a place to come to every day in a family type atmosphere and then work through until they get through all their triggers and problems to be able to move on through. I mean, my goal would be that they would just stay with us in management and, you know, upper management and so forth as we grow this thing nationally.
Well, that's, you know, something you do see that. I mean, I've talked to some of our friends over at the Orange County Family Justice Center, and that's one of the things that they talk about. And I've got a friend that deals with homelessness in North San Diego, Solutions for Change. And I think that if the foundation is set properly, a lot of times the victims or the people that are the beneficiaries then realize that part of what they need to do is to become a mentor,
mm-hmm.
right? Pay it forward a little bit. And I think if we got into that whole world, our whole society would be a lot better.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the event, though, because we only have a couple of minutes. So what's the event?
So what, most everybody knows at this point that I had a fire at my restaurant. And again, I've been working on this project for such a long time. And, you know, it's always been one business hiccup after another. And then the restaurant went up in flames. I mean, not completely, but it shut me down. And all of a sudden, it just seemed so clear to me, you know, it's time for me to do something. So we decided to do an event. And Father John at San Antonio Church was kind enough to lend us his facility. He has a very nice kitchen there. And so we went about to put together our first fundraiser to get things moving. And it's just going to be a great night. We're going to have Ori Freeman, who's a survivor, going to be speaking at the event. You'll probably have to listen to me for a few minutes anyway, talking about things. And then we're going to have all of my staff, chefs, so forth, and we'll put together an amazing, great wine, amazing food. It's just going to be a great event, I think. And it's been a short notice, so we're just reaching out to everybody. Please be involved. And I think one of the things I wanted to say is one of the beauties of what we're trying to accomplish is something that we're not going to have our hands out continuously, because we're going to be an entity that's going to be able to make enough money to pay for itself moving forward. And sure, we'll take donations always to help us grow as fast as we possibly can. But this is the best way to do it. You know, we get a little seed money. After that, we're off to the races.
That's the whole idea. So it's Thursday, January 18th, 6 to 9 p.m. Ticket price is $75 a person. It's going to be at San Antonio Catholic Church. I'm assuming it's not limited just to one religious group. Anybody can come and help?
Anybody that could come would be appreciated. We're under, by the way, we have a 501c3 covering from Hill of Hope, which is, I would call it an incubation 501c3 for the smaller ones like us. We're going to start under their umbrella until we can get on our own 2 feet, make that happen. And you would go to hillofhope.today and then scroll all the way down to Hill of Hope and buy your tickets there.
And we'll make sure that we get that link put onto our Facebook page and website and all the other areas. But give me a call at 800-306-1990. Get involved and let's help some young people. They got a raw deal. So we have the opportunity, and I'm going to say, you know, if you're a blessed individual living in America, maybe you even have the obligation to get involved, help out, do what you can. You know, if you can't afford to go for the evening or whatever, make a donation of whatever helps. Bernie Sanders went a long way on $17. So whatever you can do to help, you know, help out and make a difference, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as I say every day, maybe more so than ever with the broadcast we've had today, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you.
But remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.